They're proud of their 110-year history, but as Mansfield Town Football Club sits at the bottom of League Two, some fans are already worried they could be relegated this season. There's been one win in nine, there's been much speculation about the future ownership of the club, and the terraces are getting emptier. Chris Fasper is the co-chairman of the supporters club Team Mansfield. He thinks the future for the Stags could be bleak.
It makes me very frustrated. It makes me very angry. And my wife is tired of me being very angry when it comes to Mansfield Town Football Club. But without change in leadership, without change in a focus for the way this club is going to move forward, this club will die.
The club's chairman, James Derry, has told us that it would be disastrous if the Stags lost League Two status, and has said they'll do everything possible to stop that from happening. The Royal Mail says the two postal strikes caused...
The keeper, Carl Muggleton, though, should play despite breaking his nose midweek. And we've got more on Mansfield as well in the next few minutes, because we're going to focus a bit on this morning's programme on the future for Mansfield Town. Here is a club which is at the bottom of the league. Here is a club which seems to have its more than its fair share, to be honest, of off-the-field turmoil. So what really is the future for the club? It seems some fans are already talking about relegation. I know it's only October. But it's the R word has been mentioned. Perhaps a bit too soon to say that, but still I think it's valid to look at the future for Mansfield Town and how long things can continue without there being some resolution to some of those problems, really. And if you are a Stags fan, I'd be interested in hearing from you on that, how you see the future of the club, really. 0115 934 3434 is the number to call, or you can send me a text, 07786 21038. Today's weather forecast, some patchy mist or fog at first, but I don't think that's in many places, and now the sun's coming up, it's not going to last very long either. It will quickly leave us because we're going to have a dry and pleasantly warm day, quite a lot of sunshine around as well, particularly this morning. There will be perhaps a bit more cloud this afternoon, and a high today of 17 Celsius, which is 63 degrees Fahrenheit.
Tomorrow from 1:30, Match Day with Robin Chipperfield. 103.8 FM and 1584 AM. Full match commentary. Forrest v Hart Report.
Gogo has charged down. Guy attempted ball forward and a Gogo strikes the goal. It's a super goal!
95.5 FM and digital radio. Wickham v Knott.
Flicked on and into the back of the net and Stephen.
BBC Radio Nottingham Sport.
It's 20 past seven, so Mansfield Town, let's focus on the club for the next few minutes, because they're lying at the bottom of League Two, only one win in nine, one of the worst starts, in fact, to the season for Mansfield Town. There is talk of an imminent takeover, and the terraces are emptying as fans become disillusioned with the club in its 110th year. All that history there, and so much disillusionment, it seems, at the moment. Well, BBC Radio Nottingham's Lisa McCarthy has been to gauge the mood of the town.
They are in big trouble, because there's no stability behind the scenes, because this takeover's going on and on and on. There's nothing happening on the pitch that's any good, and they just seem to get injury after injury.
That was BBC Radio Nottingham's David Jackson talking about Mansfield Town's poor start to the season, and these fans are also disappointed.
My name's John, I'm from Mansfield, I'm a Mansfield Town supporter. I think we're going down this season because we're playing absolutely rubbish.
It's Alan here, phoning from Bullwell. I just got back from the game at Peel Mill. I've just witnessed the biggest load of garbage out. We're like penetration, we're like coordination, and the only way we're going is conference.
Local businessman John Stankey is a lifelong supporter of the Stags.
When we win, there's a buzz around the town. We often hear that, and I'm sure that people would be the poorer for not being able to talk about Mansfield Town Football Club, winning or losing for that matter. When we went off to Wembley to take part in the cup competition, the whole place moved out of town. In fact, the last one out had to switch the lights off. So that's how important it is to us all.
He believes the speculation over the future of the club is holding it back.
We've had it now for 110 years and we just don't want to lose it. I'm not too pessimistic about going out of the league at this stage because there's plenty of the season left. We need to get some supporters back. We had one of our lowest gates against MK Dons on Tuesday night. The spectators that were there were making a good noise and cheering the team on. But we're all kind of whistling in the dark a little, wondering what's going to happen next.
Just heading to Chris Basker's house in Mansfield. He's the co-chairman of Team Mansfield and is passionate about the club. In his office, he has a huge framed picture of Field Mill.
You can just have a look at the conference and see teams like Oxford
and they struggle to get back. And we'll lose whatever good players we have, you won't have the income coming into the football club, and I think it will do long-term damage if we get relegated.
But Chris says the possible relegation would have more than an economic consequence on the town.
It is a matter of having great pride in your football team, and if you're in the conference, you're out of the football league, you're playing even smaller teams than you're playing now, I think it will have a great effect on the followers of Mansfield Town. Economically for the town, maybe not so much of a problem, but it is that pride. When you're in the conference, it's almost like having an amateur football club.
I headed into Mansfield Town Centre and asked these locals.
I think it would upset the town altogether. Keeps the town going, don't it? If the football goes, I mean, Mansfield's changed an awful lot. It's going to disperse everything, isn't it? You know what I mean?
It would be very bad for the town. It gives them a profile around the country. Everyone knows where Mansfield is, partly because of the football. It brings trade into the town as well. So, yes, I'm rather worried about this possibility of going out of the league this year.
If they go down, I think there will be a feeling of dejection around the town. I think that's quite possible.
I think if they went down to, is it the conference now, probably wouldn't get so many much support. I'd like to see them do something about it before it gets too late. I'd still like to see them stay up.
Just some of the views of some people in Mansfield. I think it's sort of easy to forget, isn't it, that the fortunes of a football club do have actually quite a big effect on the place that football club is in. So even if you're not particularly a Stags fan, but you just live in Mansfield, I'll be interested in hearing what you have to say about what you think about the future of the club at the moment. Lines are open, as I say. Already a few people have been in touch on this subject, and we'll squeeze in some of their thoughts on the breakfast show a little bit later on. We're also going to be hearing touch later on this morning's breakfast show from David Jackson, our Stags correspondent, as we continue to look at the future of the club. We did contact the club for a comment. The chairman, James Derry, told us that it would be disastrous if the club went down. They said they would be doing everything possible to stop that from happening. And he added that for the club to stay in the league, they would need fans to attend matches and support them. Of course, that's been one of the notables, hasn't it, in recent times, the declining gate, which has in itself been a protest, hasn't it? So would you now consider going back if you are one of those people who's been staying away? Certainly the appeal has been there for you to go back. 0115 934 3434. This is about Mansfield Town today, and let's continue that discussion now on this morning's programme. The reason we're going to do that is because we've been hearing earlier on in the programme about, I suppose, the precarious position that Mansfield is in. It might be early doors, of course, in the season. We're only early October. But if the current position is anything to go by, the side is facing a rather daunting prospect of non-league football next season. If things continue in the current vein, and that did happen, it's something that clearly would have an effect on Mansfield as a whole, rather than just the football club.
We've had it now for 110 years, and we just don't want to lose it.
I think it would upset the town altogether. Keeps the town going, don't it? If the football goes, I mean, Mansfield's changed an awful lot. It's going to disperse everything, isn't it? You know what I mean?
It would be very bad for the town. It gives them a profile around the country. Everyone knows where Mansfield is, partly because of the football. It brings trade into the town as well. So, yes, I'm rather worried about this possibility of going out of the league this year.
So certainly some concerns there amongst people in Mansfield. Let's catch up with our Stags correspondent, David Jackson, is with us. Morning, David.
Morning, Andy.
It is obviously a real area of concern, isn't it? Lots of unrest at the football club at the moment. Things not going well on the pitch. You don't have to look at the table to see that,
yeah,
even if you haven't been going to the games. How important is it that something happens fast, you know, soon, really?
Well, it's very important if you consider that the club's really in limbo at the moment. The team's not going to get any investment from anywhere at the minute. They're not going to get it from Keith Haslam. Why would he put money in when he's in the process of selling the club? James Derry, as chairman, is not going to put any money into the club, is he? Because if his takeover's then not successful, that's just some money he's wasted throwing into a football club. So at the moment, the club's not going to get any investment. And let's face it could do with it. You say they're bottom of the football league. So as long as this takeover continues just to rumble on and on, the team can't really get any more money into it. So it has to be sorted soon, one way or another. And many people will think that, well, James Derry has to buy it, or somebody has to buy it, a new owner, some fresh impetus, fresh money into the football club, and then maybe they can start investing that in the team and get out.
But to be honest, people thought, didn't they, that this would all happen, and perhaps even in the closed season. So you start saying, OK, it's got to happen soon, but how likely really is that to happen?
Well, it's certainly taking a lot longer than James Derry's wanted. He told Matchday on Saturday afternoon he thinks he's the front runner in terms of the bidders. He says it should be done soon. I know he said he wanted to get it done before the start of the season. He then said he wanted it before the Chesterfield game. He's now saying hopefully before the Notts game, but they are getting closer and closer and closer. And he did say last week it's only a case of dotting the I's and crossing the T's. He hopes that within a couple of weeks the whole thing will be done. It doesn't suit Keith Haslam for this to keep going, because the value of the club is continuing to drop as time goes on, so he needs to sell soon. And as James Derry, as far as he's concerned, he wants to buy it as soon as possible so that actually he can help them get out of the rut.
Can we talk about attendances? I mean, there's been a bit of a campaign anyway, hasn't there? And attendances are going down. Is that playing a part? Is it having an effect?
Well, it will do, because if you think when they reached the playoffs a few years ago, in 2003-2004, they consistently got between 4,000 and 5,000 at Field Mill, regularly over 5,000. I think they averaged something like 4,900, which is a big crowd for League Two. Then you think this year, they've dropped below 2,000 now. They got 1,958, I think, on Tuesday night, just over 2,000 last Saturday. I mean, that impact throughout a whole season is just huge. But I think as soon as Keith Haslam goes and they get a new owner in, that attendance will pick up. You'll see an immediate rise, because so many people have phoned our Monday Night Football phone-in match talk and said, we're not going to Field Mill at the moment as long as Keith Haslam's in charge. That's because of what's been going on for years and years and years at the club. As soon as he goes, a new owner's in, then the crowds will rise. There's then a fresh injection of money from there, apart from anything, and then things can start to get better.
So when did it start to go wrong in your eyes, David, watching the games?
Well, the crowds have been gradually falling, as you say, over years, but there's been certain points, I think, where people have said, right, I'm going to stop going. The year they stopped, they reached the playoffs, and then many key players went: Liam Lawrence, Craig Disley, Bobby Hassel. Keith Curl was then sacked wrongfully, as was proved a couple of years later in the courts. Keith Haslam appointed his good friend, Carlton Palmer. The fans didn't like that, so more people stopped going. And there's been less and less money. The wage bill's dropped over the last few years, and people just think, well, there's less investment in the team. Why should I give my money to the football club when it's clearly not being reflected on the pitch? And so it's been a gradual decline. If you look at the league places, for instance, they finished fifth that year, 13th the following year, 16th, then 17th. And now they're 24, so it's been a gradual decline over the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens on Saturday, I suppose, as well, won't we? Yeah, nice trip to Rotherham for you.
I'll look forward to that.
David Jackson, our Stags correspondent on BBC Radio Nottingham. Match reports then on what does happen on Saturday. If you've got some views on this, 0115-934-3434. How do you see the future for Mansfield Town? If you're a Stags fan, great, get in touch. If you just live in Mansfield, though, the way that a football club is doing does often affect the area that it serves. So, you know, the whole of Mansfield may well be affected should something untoward happen to Mansfield Town. So your thoughts are welcome. Alan's been in touch, actually. He sent me a text. He says, Andy, I think the Stags will go down. It's a certainty this year. But that's the least of their worries if they don't get new owners soon. Otherwise, they could go the same way as Maidstone and Scarborough.
This week, Nottingham debates the future of our city.
They've won only one game in nine, and as you've been hearing on the breakfast show this morning, some Mansfield Town supporters say they're already fearing non-league football next season. There's talk of an imminent takeover at Field Mill, and the terraces are not as full as the club would like them to be. But despite languishing at the bottom of League Two, there are a few Stags fans who believe there's still hope for the club. Businessman John Sankey has supported the team for 40 years.
I think it would hurt all of us supporters greatly. But it wouldn't bring the town down, because we'd fight against that. But I don't think we're there, anywhere near that yet. I think there'll be someone pop up to help us to regenerate the club, and then the town will be fine.
The morning sports news now with Kirsty Moore.